Ravai now holding it in the Hilchos Bishul. Can you put something that's cooked, Vusha Kol Tzarchai, on top the cover of a pot that's standing on the flame? Hefse Kedera. You have food in there, and can you keep food there? What's the Shaila? Maybe it's called Sli Achabishul. It's roasting it. Take a piece of chicken or a piece of kugel, you put it on top of the pot, it stays there for a while. Maybe that's simply roasting. Is it Asa or Muta? So Machloike is our Paiskim. The Mishnah Bura in Simin Shin Yitches Sif Katan Mem Aleph, he says like this. This is the Lashi. He says L'chein Asa Litin Dovish Yitzvashel Eitzel Ha'esh. You're not allowed to take something that's cooked and put in there a flame, believe right there, without any liquid. Not dafke etzel eish, not dafke even by the eish. Ela etzel eish duhadim b'chol mokon shiuchalitzes. Any place where it could roast, you're not allowed to. Mechay matanah from here to tana. V'afila, this is Mishmul says. V'afila im yamidena agav ketema sekes. Even if you put it on the hefsi kedera, still you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So it says clearly, if you take something that's a dry piece of food and put it there, and it gets to shear tzli, you're not allowed to. And same thing if you're looking at Pimigadim says the same thing also, in Mishpah Zav, then the Sif Katan Zion. However, we once mentioned, I think the first shear, this is the third shear on Bishul, since Pesach. So we mentioned a Kafachayim in Sif Katan Hayichas, brings down from Sefer Erech Letzadik. The Kafachayim is a Shinit Ches of Kot Nayin Ches. He brings down it from Erech Letzadik. The Dafke, if it's Munach Mamish, if they put it near a flame without any Keteret, it's not in a pot. Then it's called Sli. But Lui Tzitz in a pot, without, even though it's no Reitiv, it's Shem Bishol Chadu. That's what the Kafachayim brings down. So here it won't help so much because it's without a pot. Sometimes you just put a piece of aluminum foil, you open a little bit. However, there's a Chazainish in Lamed Zayin, Sifkon Yedalad, says this. What is called Sli, that we answer on Shabbos, is on Sli Agav Kolam. You take, you put it on coals. Or Al Shvud, if you put it on a spit. Then it's Sli Agav Bishol. The Stam, if you just put it on a pot and let it on the, and it's real hot over there, that's not called Sli. That's a Sli that we answer on Shabbos. The same thing speaks out in Tehillah David, over there in Shinit Ches, Sifkon Chavdalad, says Dafke Eitzel Eish is called Tziyach HaBishol. But it's on Kedei Cham, this is clearly, if it's on the Kedei Cham, like the case we have a Hesek today we're talking about, you're allowed to. And he's Medayek this from among Avram, in Sifkon Yudzayin, and Sifkon Chavav. And same thing speaks out, let me finish, same thing speaks out, Digus Moshe, in Arachayim, Chalbei, Sun, Pehez. Hey, hey. He says, when is it Sliach HaBishol? When there's Shino in the Chayfetz. But Lewis says, no Shino in the Chayfetz. Then in a piece of chicken or a cooker, whatever it is. Then, it's not considered, it's still considered Mavushal. It's not called Sli. This is all talking, putting it on taking a piece of cooked food, and you're putting it on top of a pot, and you want to warm it up. However, Lekuli Alma, to take something, to take a piece of bread, or a piece of challah, and put it close to a flame, so that it should get roasted, it should get toasted. Then over there, if it gets toasted, the lech is mishtana. Then, it's sitted sli, and it's taka also then. However, sometimes you take out from the freezer, you take out a frozen challah. You want to take a frozen challah for Shabbos morning, you want it to defrost. So it depends how you put it in the freezer. Sometimes I put it in a plastic bag so there's no ice on it. But sometimes you take a challah, you stick it in the freezer. When you take it out of the freezer, it has on it some ice accumulated on it. So the question is, now when you take it and you put it in a flame and you want to defrost it, so there's ice on it. So chaya, maybe there's a shayla on the ice that's on the challah. So in the Sefer Pnimei Amor in Chelek Gimel, in Michta from Shlomo Zalman, in Lamed in Michtav Lamed Ches Ois Dalet, he says that you, if you have ice on top of the challah, you should shake it off, and then you can do it. And same thing speaks out, and then you can do it. But Stam here, there's shadow from Bishul because there's ice accumulated on the challah. And same thing speaks out to Michas Yitzchak in Chedek Tes Sim Lamed Aleph, that you're not allowed to, that you have to make sure that if there's ice on it, you should shake off the ice. However, in the Sefer Pnima Amor, what? Let me finish. However, in the Sefer Pnima Amor, brings down from Eliashiv and from Abisor Yanka Fisher and Rav Chaim Kaneski, they say, Mistava, it's mutter to take a challah and have some ice on it. As long as not a lot of ice on it, a little bit of ice on it, since it's not choshev, you're allowed to put it near the flame, near the heat, so it should defrost. However, so those are the two shittas. The nearest deity, I think we should pass if someone asks Mishaila, I would tell him like of Shlomo Zalman. Because why? Because we mentioned, remember, we spoke about last year, you have droplets in the kais. Let's say I had a glass of tea, and you had droplets there, and from original tea, then there's no problem. You're allowed to pour your another glass of tea. Why? Because it's Marusha already. But literally, I wash the glass out in the sink, and I want to use it now to make tea, then the thing is you have to dry out the glass. We mentioned it last week from a Moshe, from other Paiskim. They also, this ice, the ice accumulated on the challah, that's not ice that's cooked beforehand. It's regular cold, like cold frozen water. That's cold frozen water. And now when you defrost it, so you're cooking it. So, and that's cheapest that what it called that wasn't cooked beforehand. So, according to Moshe, and you know, we talk about this case, but since we're going to a Moshe, many Paiskim, the thing is, if challah has some ice on it, you should shake off the ice before you defrost it. Best thing is you keep it in a plastic bag. You just take out the plastic bag. So usually there's no ice. I don't think there's any ice on the car. There is?
There is.
There is.
Yeah. That's from the car. Leave it out a few minutes and it'll melt. Yeah, all right.
When they
didn't out, that's what about putting it on the chomp pot?
We're talking about that. Put it on chomp pot.
Next to the
ash. On chomp pot. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. As long as you can't put it on the blech.
Why ice comes from the thing itself?
No, that's from condensation from the.
Comes from the bag, maybe.
It's not a little bag. It's saying it comes from a piece of food by itself, which has already been cooked.
You sure? I think
that's
I.
When you open up the refrigerator, you have moisture
here. I think it's the moisture from inside the freezer. Right.
You're saying it's different than
shum
and
shenikus.
Why is it different than
shum and
shenikus? Because the water is not
mavushal.
Is that what you're saying?
Right, because it's not mavushal. The only reason I'm saying because it's not mavushal. If it's mavushal, then you could be saying it's halakha. Okay. Right. Yes. And echanami. That's what I'm saying. If it's not cooked, it is because it's not mavushal. Okay.
The oven door, and you put something on it. The oven's running all Shabbos.
Yeah.
You open the door this morning with a chunk inside.
Yeah.
Can you put anything on that door with it still open?
Yeah, that's not the way. Not the echavasha boy. Not the echavasha boy. No problem.
Didn't the Rav say a while ago that you should make an hefsek between the fridge and when you're putting it down, you can't put it straight on the chomp?
What do you mean? Again.
Take a piece of cold chicken.
Yeah.
You can put it straight on the pot of the chomp.
On top of the pot of chomp's board. Yeah, you're allowed to.
Doesn't have to get the room temperature.
Doesn't have to get room temperature. It can be frozen. Doesn't make a difference.
I suppose means that it defrosted and refroze at least once.
Yeah, but it's not always like that. Oh. All right.
About the coffee cup?
What?
About the coffee cup. Let's say you've had coffee in there before.
Yeah.
And now it's completely cooled off.
Yeah. So if there's only droplets left, we mentioned last week's year that you should, that you could use it again. If there's only droplets left, then you could use the same glass. But if you wash it in the sink, you wash it out in the sink, then you must dry the glass. You cannot. What? That's a new bishop because it wasn't cooked beforehand. So it's a new bishop. Then it's
not
the
shana if it's droplets or a half.
Huh? What?
Doesn't make a difference if it's droplets or a half a cup.
Yeah, we did make a difference. I'm talking about droplets. You finish off the glass of tea or just a coffee. You have droplets left, but if it accumulates like 1 or 2 ounces of liquid, it accumulates. Then you can't pour hot water in it because the secretion is nichle then. That's what we mentioned last week's year.
Is
Just one thing, one kashi can ask on this sack of the Mishneh Berurah, that the Chayyah, the Mishneh Berurah in Siman and Reish Nun Gimel Sifei, the Mishneh Berurah says over there, the Mechaber says, clearly that you're allowed to take Mutar Litein Al Pi Kederes Chamim the Shabbos Tavshah Shesvashim on Shabbos Kol Tzarchai. You're allowed to take a hot piece of kugel chicken and you're allowed to put the tchila on top of the pot. So the Chayyah over there, you see clearly, not like the Mishneh Berurah, unless you say Pshat is that the case of the Mechaber is talking about you don't linger long enough to get slish and get roasted. You keep it on for a few minutes, just take out the chill or to get hot, but you don't need a long time, you get to the shear tzli. But if you take out four shear tzli, then even according to Mechaber should be okay then.
What makes it sleep?
If you leave it long enough, it'll change colors.
It's not for 4 hours. It didn't change colors.
It will. Try it.
I did.
4 hours?
I left before the happening. I came home. It's almost 4 hours. Yeah, put it on.
It doesn't change colors. Hi. Depends where you're diving. Doesn't take 4 hours.
By the time you get home, I'm out of the house by
4, 8, 9, 4, 9, 12.
Whatever.
Huh? It gets crispy, it's also sick of sleep. Does it get crispy?
If you got it, it didn't, because I have it in the
fourth. All right. But if it gets crispy, then it gets, that's called sleep already. Yes. Yes,
and
yes.
If it turns a little brown, that's called sleep?
Yes. Shana, that's where Moshe writes the tshuva. Okay? If it's from the food itself, then it's mushal already. It's no problem. We're talking about if it comes out is in the freezer, and is, I guess, from the freezer itself, not from the chal itself, but from the freezer, which is droplets were not mavusha beforehand. I don't know. You're the cook, not me. So it depends what it is. Is it from the chicken? I don't know. You have to ask the cook. You're the cook. All right. Another interesting shaila, which I'm sure no one ever thought about. You want to have a hot glass of tea or a hot glass of cups. You use a paper cup. A paper cup sometimes gets very soft. It gets soft. It's a hot cup, and when the hot water comes in there, it softens the cup, and sometimes the cup even starts melting. It starts getting out of shape and so on. Or sometimes you have a paper plate. You use a paper plate, and you keep put hot food in the paper plate, and it starts getting. It's not the same paper you used beforehand. The shaila is, can you use it on Shabbos? What's the shaila? We'll see in a second. The sefer Ma'ariv Shabbos. So shaila is, can you use such a plate on Shabbos? Well, you have to zafka a hard plate, even a paper plate, but something that won't be misrachech and so on. The sefer Ma'ariv Shabbos is, there's a tshuva there in Chelek Dalad, and has a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman and Mechtav Nur Nais Aleph. And also, in the newest Shmir Shabbos Kol Chatzai, in Perakal, Sifran Kuf Samadalat, says you're allowed to do the plate. Even though the plate starts getting curved, it's out of shape and so on, it gets soft and so on, you're allowed to use it. The reason is, because only there are kilko. The same thing, Shlomo Zalman speaks on Shulchan Laima, and Shin Yudches Aor Vav. It says, what then? A chont. You put chont on a paper plate. Even so, you throw a paper plate afterwards. One time you use it and you throw it away, and the paper gets a little bit out of shape. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos.
What's the
malacha? 1 second. That's what Shlomo Zalman holds. I'll tell you in a second. Be a little careful. Patient. Okay? However, in the Sefer, my Shabbos quotes there, in Sifkat Num Tes, he spoke to Eliashiv. And Eliashiv said, it's Asa. You're not allowed to use this. You're not allowed to use such type of paper plate, such type of cup. Why? He says it's b'chal lipay. The thing is, the Rambam speaks out. You can't take something hard and soften it. You can't take soften hard in it. It's daim tabishol. And Mishmur quotes the Rambam in Shinit Ches Sif Kot Nalef. He has all of his things. He quotes the Rambam. You can't take something hard to soften it or soften the hardness. That's if you do it with Eish, that's an Issa, it's a Mvashal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to. He says, Let me finish. So you're not allowed to take something, the Vipak of Kashin, to make it into something that's hard and make it soft. So therefore, to take something like a paper plate, it's nichan in a paper plate, or a paper cup, you misakin, you soften it, that's nichan in the Issa, what the Rambam speaks out. That's the second shita. The third shita. How can you have a third shita? What's the other muta? The third shita is Rav Nissim Karelis. He quotes that, Rav Nissim Karelis says that there's a chiluk, it depends. If you know for sure that the cup is going to get out of shape, mitchila, you know from experience, then it's sekresha, then it's emesip sekresha, and it's and it happens on a day chayim atashu, or then it's mishtantus, and then it's asa. But if you're not sure it's a sovich sekresha, then you can be mekel. That's what he quotes from Nissen Karelis. If Shlomo Zalman writes another tshuva, and he answers back to the ones that are chaylik on him. He says, even if you might, he says clearly, even if it's a hard thing, and you soften it, still it's aim is chavin, expression by nichalei, and mekalkal, and therefore it's mutter. El mech, what's your kasha? I told you we'll get to it. Okay.
Huh? It's a
klishishi,
it shouldn't be a problem either.
Why? Klishishi, we're machal, gabi esh.
So even something cold softens the plate.
Huh?
What does it make it
entire?
Huh? Put something
cold on the plate. No, it doesn't.
If you put cold
but it's not, if it's not, but it's not, it doesn't own the category of bishul. Because here it's hot.
It doesn't
start. Make a difference. That could be okay. That could be okay. But here we're talking with esh. Yes.
Okay. So the panic is if it comes to Gosol, and you put that cold.
That much, let's not get carried away.
For 24 hours.
No.
Put it on Shabbos.
If you live, but it's after Shabbos already, so you have no problem.
All right. Secondly, this will apply even by something that's not.
Food?
Michael?
Yeah. Sure. All right. Okay. All right. Next case. Another case. The gay bishop. What? What do you mean?
The way they made the plate,
you
said the plates
were bushels. No. I don't think they cook plates. Right. Huh? All right.
The styrofoam is probably goes to a heat or something.
I don't know if it works that way.
What's that?
Lemaitza, you're allowed to use it. If you can sell it for Shlomo Zalman, you're allowed to use it. Lemaitza, someone asked me, I tell him you can use the Chatchila. It's a secret Nichla, it's Makalko, you don't have Kavana for it. Okay, if you want Dafka, the cup should be able to use again. So Zichla is like Nichla. And it's only Shalom to Abanan, so maybe it's Zichla, it could be Michael. Yes. Okay. Next Shaila. Are you allowed to use seasonings for food in the Klisheni? Moshe paprika is not mavosho. Onion powder. Let's say it's not mavosho. Can you put in a Klisheni? Or even further, can I take a lemon, piece of lemon, and put it into hot tea in a Klisheni? Or can I take salt in a Klisheni? Or any other type of tavlinum, garlic. I want to put garlic. Can I put in a Klisheni? All these type of foods, honey, the Nescafe, can I do it, not just as cooked right, but let's say ground coffee, in a Klisheni, I'm allowed to do it or not? It's all tavlinim. What's the Shaila tavlin? The Mechaber says in Shin Yud Ches, in Sefiur, the Mechaber says, also, Litin tavlin Bekaira, Olah Islam Mekirishin. You're not allowed to put tavlin. All these type of seasonings, you're not allowed to put it in a bowl and pour boiling hot water on it from a cremation. And the Mishbura speaks out over there in Sifkot 9 Dalet, even though tavlin is not mishvashel kisheni, but still, even the cremation, since I'm pouring water, I put the tavlin in a bowl, and now I pour hot water on it, that's even cremation. In the cremation, there's no heter. Even the creation is Ravasha Kadei Klippin, Mishbu says. And even the Dievet Sasa, if it's asa. If someone says it was Mara, it was Ira on them, it's us, it's asa now to do it in the Eifen Shalonisika Kaluach. So it comes out clearly, the Mechaber, the way Mishmur explains it, that however, if I have, if it's a cliche already, let's say I already poured the hot water into a glass already, and now I want to put in, the tavlinim, then it should be okay then. So according to the Mechaber, tavlin klisheni is all okay. There's no shaila whatsoever. Let's not push it. First of all, a piece of lemon. Piece of lemon. A lot of people put, you know, go fancy restaurants, they put on a banquet, you go to a banquet, midas conference, that's what we call a fancy place. So they put a piece of lemon in the drinks, in all the drinks, in all the glass of water, there's lemon, okay? If your stomach, if you order a hot glass of tea, they'll probably also give you a piece of lemon there also in the stomach.
It will be on the side.
Be on the side, okay. But anyway, so Shiloh, can I put a piece of lemon into a hot tea? It's a tavlin. According to Mechaber, it's a tavlin, it gives a taste to the water. So Chayah should be muta in the klisheni. Chayah should be muta. So the Shmishavis, the Chasa, in Perkal, Sifkan Kufnun, and the newer print in Sifkan and Kufayin Beis, he called from Shlomo Zalman that it's Asa. Yafichai Shishva Bishol. He says, just like you find Chazal took out Melech, he can't cook in a klisheni. Salt is different. He says, who had done lemon should also be the same thing. And it's not poshut if a lemon becomes to the tavlin. Who says call tavlin? He says, but if you take, let's say something like real lemon. You take a concentrated lemon, you buy it in a bottle. You know, real lemon, it's a concentrated lemon juice. It's concentrated lemon, and the concentrated lemon is very emotional. I once checked out with the company, and one of the people from the OU, they told me they cooked the real lemon over 190 degrees. Is that correct? Someone told me that. Is that correct? It's after 190 degrees. So it's 190, so sichas korn to mushel, kemat kol poiskim. So in Mela, even though it's just right now cooled off, but vada, you don't have to be machmer because the shayla bishach ha-bishach klisheni, you can be make of him. So Mela, according to this, according to Shlomo Zalman, you now have to put a raw piece of lemon inside a tea. And the same thing mashma, from the Sefer Shvisa Shabbos Bishol, Sifkat Nun Zayin, he has the kasha. How the shayla the lemon can vashel klisheni? It says in Yeridea, in Hilchos Ba'alicha, in Simen Samutes, the Shachta in Sifkot Lamutes says, by Chaimetz, even Klisheni Mavashel is Mavashel. So therefore he ends off, the Shvisa Shabbos ends off, and he says, Le'ri Yisei, Shenitzorim Bezab Chutzlaretz. People in Chutzlaretz are not Nizah. Aval B'Yishalayim, Yehakadosh Rov Amdagdim. Many people amdagdim not to put a piece of lemon in a hot tea. I once mentioned it to in a shir by women, and all the women jumped up and said, what do you mean? My mother did it, my grandmother did it. So I told them, listen, if your grandmother and mother did it, you could continue doing it. But those who didn't start doing it, they shouldn't even start. And I could start with women, you know what I mean?
What about sugar?
Huh?
Sugar.
Sugar's okay. All our sugars are cooked today, so no problem.
What about
salt and soup is okay, because it's very cliche and klishlishi. The salt that we're talking about, that the Chazal are talking about, is salt's not cooked. It's just mine. Oh, sure. Also, salt and sugar today are all
black
cooked
pepper?
Today. Huh?
Black
I don't know if that's cooked. I don't know if it's cooked. Is it cooked? Is black pepper cooked?
No.
Huh?
No.
No. So
brown.
Then it's again.
Lemon, please.
Another thing. Let me just finish here.
Please,
for lemon.
Huh?
Please, will be okay. Well, according to Shita, the whole Bishlum, please, many paiskim hold, according to the Mishnah, many klishi should also be also. It's telling the machlokes if klishi is mash or not. Moshe is the only one. Everyone disagrees. Faket, we once spoke about it. Mikotzer akotzer. The Moshe holds mutar chatzchila, pimegadim, chsam seifa, Mishnah Berurah, and many other paiskim also. Issa deraisa. Mamish one holds he gets chila. He's the only one, right? He's the only one. El chashulchan, chazoinish, they all hold. That's Bishop, Gomez. As long as gets the Yatz Lezvai, it's Bishop and Klish Lishi. I tell people to Chatzkil Shvi Machma. Chayv, he can be Meiko. A Dava Gush, he can be Meiko that he Klish Lishi ready. I mean, the Ashit, as we spoke about last week. Yeah, we spoke about it. We spoke about it last week that the double gush doesn't make it nafkin kushlishi kushlishi. The Rambam says we mentioned that because since it's finest and not makaris, there's no nafkin to kushen kushlishi kuvia. As long as you have sliders, boy, is a problem. To put black pepper would be a problem, right? Black pepper is a problem. But if you put some like ketchup, we mentioned last week, on it, that's okay. Margarine, we said, is a problem at the end of the year because someone says it's not malusha.
Right.
It's 150 degrees, according to the Melech. Honey, you went last week in the shiur. It's 150 degrees, so. Right.
It's not beneficial to cook like
that.
What? Why is it different than like a hot pot?
Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with Derech Bishol or not. Has nothing to do with that. It's Mamash and Vasho. What do you mean Derech Bishol? It's Masho, Klish Lishi. Alright. The Ksaita Shulchan. And Simon Kufchav Dalid. And Sif Kut Yadalid. Says like this. Shumin of Salem, garlic and onions that only made to give a taste to the food. You never eat it alone. You only eat tarubis. No one eats garlic alone, and no one eats onions alone. Therefore, in America at least, people don't eat onions alone. They don't eat garlic alone. It's always used as a tavlin in other food. Then that's called a tavlin. Of the things that you eat by itself, for instance, carrots. You know, carrots a lot of times you put into a dish and so on, but it's you eat it by itself also. That's the mechal tavlim. And then he adds on the gampri anikra lemon, the pri that's called a lemon. Also, it's not mechal tavlim since it's not mentioned mechal and shas. So mainly you have to worry about bishul. One case. So we have one yetsim naklal that even though tavlim krisheni is not mevasher should be okay. But lemon is different. Tea bags. Those who ever learned the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches Sif Kol Mam Tes, he gives a whole arichas how to make tea on Shabbos. You have to cook the bag beforehand. He has to do this and do that. And he's talking about klishlishi, if klishenis. Zechaya, if it's only a tavlin, what should be the problem? It's only a tavlin. It's only made to give a taste to the food, to the hot water. Then what's the Mishnah Berurah? What's he making a whole arichas on it? And Mishmur has a lot of riches. You have to cook the bag beforehand, or make sense. He gets anxious what to do. What do you mean? It's klishaini. What's the problem? So you see, Klaus and Mishmur held that tea bag also, that's not mavosho. You now you have to be careful. You should, even though it's tavlin. Another case, which yetzim haklal. We have more yetzim klals than in the klal. An egg. A raw egg. To cook a raw egg on Shabbos. You put it in hot water. You can't put it in a pot. You can't cook in a pot on flame. But I take it and put it in hot water. I take put water in the cliche, stick real hot water. I put an egg in there, and it cooks the egg. Sometimes the water is so hot, you can burn your finger on it, and you can cook egg there also. So a raw egg in a cliche, even though you can use it for tavlin, the place can speak out also. And the Shmir Shabbos and Mochavis in the Perikav Sif Nuntes. Says the whole sending also ground raw coffee, ground coffee or tavash, honey. I don't know, is honey cooked?
Yes.
So he's talking about honey that's not cooked. Okay, so honey which is not cooked is also considered tavlin. It's also even though it's tavlin, you have to be careful in it. It's a klisheni.
Is this all true?
1 second. Let me just finish. However, so now as we said. Normally, tavlin is okay, klisheni, but we said a number of cases of that's different. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa says it's now he comes and says a bechiddush. He says that's yosim mistava. That's not mistava. Say tavlinim to our tavlin today. All these powder stuff that's not cooked, much like paprika and onion powders. All they're not cooked today, so you have to. We put it in a tavsho, and the klisheni, since it's very thin, it's mesvashel even klisheni. It cannot be mako. Even though tavlin normally mako, that's a piece of food or whatever it is. But if it's a powder form, then zichus mesvashel, since it's very small, it's a powder form, then zichli, it's mesvashel klisheni, and it's also. The kitzur shechanach, which a lot of people look at kitzur shechanach, la halacha la maisa. The kitzur shechanach, In Simen Pei, Sif Gimel says, all tavlinim are asa in the klisheni. He says, Tamazai. What? All Kli cannot be Mekel, Rol Tavlinim Kli Sheni. Why? Because I guess you see today it's Mitzvah Zasho. He doesn't say why. However, according to Ramosha, this whole thing is not Negea. Why? Ramosha writes in the back of Rabbi Adi Sefer, Nechaz Bishol, in Eitz Chav Zayin, and also in Nechaz Moshe, Arachayim Chavdalad, in Simen Ayin Dalad, Eitz Yitzches, he says, even Tavlinam, even though this Mokal Tzimekel Klisheni, but also he's naive to tell everybody, and himself first is naive to do all in the Klishlishi. Klishitasai, Klishlishi is not Rashal. But he helps, he tells them, and I, just like when I speak in a girl's school, whatever I speak about, everything you should always do, Klishlishi. Whatever you do, because you never know what's Kala Bishol, what's Tavla, what's this and that. The best thing to is to use Klishlishi to avoid all Shilas. So Mela, at least you have what to be Semich on the Klishlishi. Let me finish. So she used always Klishlishi. Why? Because Klishi is safe on many things. Because some things are with Suffolk, if it's Klisheni, sometimes you're not sure. Use it later, use later too long, so come to Klisheni, you don't know it's Klishlishi. So if you use a Klishlishi, no, the third cup, a second cup, then you use the pot, a second, one cup, or another cup, then for sure, then you have at least what to be Semich on, that Klishlishi is not a Vashel. But the Maisa, the Klisheni, best is avoided. And there's no, if you ask any housewife, there's not much difference in the taste if it's a Klisheni or Klishlishi. So the best thing is Klishlishi to avoid all problems. Yes.
Is that true for tea bags?
Huh?
Is that true for tea bags?
Tea bags is a machlokes. So Moshe holds Klishlishi, he's make a Klishlishi a tea bag, but everyone holds Zasa.
Why?
Why Zasa? Because he sees from Vashel.
No, why is it
why Moshe's matter? The reason why Moshe's matter, he says, because Chazal didn't ask a Klishlishi, and that's it. I see from Vashel, so what? Chazal says this is not Bishul, and that's it.
When the color comes out, doesn't mean it's Mavashel.
Huh?
When the color comes out, doesn't mean
it's Mavashel. But it's Mavashel, the way I understand, when it gets hot, then it gives out a color. It'll get cold, but not as much. Not as much. Huh? On Shabbos?
Yeah.
So you don't have hot water there, I don't know.
Is it all spices
that come
from? Maybe they, maybe.
Somebody, maybe it's their fussy gonna answer something, maybe it's.
Maybe
it's
Samach Hawk, right? It could be.
They have Samach on Moshe.
The Samach on Moshe, and that's a song?
Yeah, I want that fellow off my song. So what's that? With Moshe.
Huh?
They thought I was crazy.
All spices, even black peppers,
okay.
Are Klishlishi okay?
They use the moisture when they want to use them.
Yeah. All spices,
yeah.
Are Klishlishi, even black peppers, okay?
All spices, it depends. It's totally the machlokes. If you hold the spice is not mavushal, it could be according to people who argue moisture, we'll hold even Klishlishi also in Allah. At least you have at least, because this mechaber holds tablets, Klisheni, that's muta. Even though we don't hold up, we try to be machma, but mstama Klishlishi, mstama. Even without a moshi mistami, you could be make off.
If you expect to put black pepper in your chalom, you should tell your wife to pour it into a bowl and then into a second bowl?
No, chalom is a little bit worse, because chalom is double gush. Double gush is worse.
Right.
Yeah. Why don't you put the black pepper for Shabbos into the chalom?
What if you want more?
Well, I...
So coffee, you don't have to have a piece of...
Coffee? It depends what type of coffee. If it's ground coffee, it's a problem. Instant coffee is no problem. You can use Klisheni instant coffee. However, it's best to use always Klishlishi. Always best to use Klishlishi.
But according to those people,
Klishlishi
doesn't help
anyway. But at least you have, like I said before, a mechaber that holds that, you have a tziruf, you have a tzad that holds a tzad and mechal is no shayla. The tzad is always okay, even if it's not marushal.
See?
I would say you could be make a Klishlishi on a kribeg on a. That's not Mr. Mavushal, it's not Mr. Bishol. Yeah, Marshall is okay. Huh? Not everyone's Chaylam. We're not talking about Chaylam. We're talking about a healthy person. What? There's what to be Semichan, that's for sure. Huh? Sick for sure. Sick for sure.
Right.
You know, if he does a Klishlishi, you don't have to stop him. Ramosha is Mekel Chatchila. Huh? If you have other things to offer, what you should do is avoid. You avoid it. Cook the 2 days before Shabbos. Huh? forgot. And he wants a glass of tea?
You've got guests coming and they're not
kishlishi. Then you can make a kishlishi.
He squeezed leather on hot salmon. Not out. I'm not talking about out.
It's not fish. You're talking Stam Dori Gabi? Well, a hot salmon.
Can I take? You just spoke about lemons, right?
Yeah, right.
Can I take lemon and squeeze it out of a hot salmon?
Hot salmon is a double gush. So I would say you should. Chatzkili should be machman. Chatzkili should be machman. Alright. Now I'm going to talk about a shayla that's going to start becoming more and more from such a shayla. But since I got the shayla a few times, I think now's the time to talk about it. There's a new thing that's out in the market today. It's made by a company called Arbiot. Another company is trying to do the same thing today. What you do? Well, I'm going to get to it.
Let me stop.
Okay. For instance, let's say you have the case is like this. People, it's mainly for people on the road. What they do is you want to have a hot piece of chicken, a hot piece of meat with potatoes. So it does, it's a chemical reaction. You put it together with some water, with some come with some liquid, some without liquid, and it causes the food in the food to get hot.
Myanmar has it.
But more people are using it now. People travel. It's a small world today. People travel to the place where there's no restaurants. You know, they're out in the Far East, in Asia, sometimes they can't even get any kosher food, so they want to have something hot. So they don't have no place to get something hot. So they buy this thing, and the question is, can you use it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos? You know what I'm talking about? Some come with water, some come without water, just a chemical reaction. Some have water, some don't have water. The question, are you allowed to? That's the shayla. If it be Aish, it's no shayla. The shayla has a chemical reaction. Is the itzer, if it has a Shabbos, if it has a chemical reaction, is it utzer to use it or not? That's what we're talking about now. Okay? We once spoke about, if you remember, we spoke about interesting machlekas between your Moshe and Shlomo Zalman. Microwave. If you have a microwave, is that to the bishul on Shabbos? Can I take a piece of raw chicken, put it inside a microwave and cook the chicken? Is that it's a bishul or not? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel, in Siman and Archaim Chelek Gimel Siman and Beis. He holds since it's there bishul b'kach, so maybe it's a bishul menatayah. Even though there's no eish there, just as there's microwaves, it's some type of a ray that is to the bishul on Shabbos. And if you cook on Shabbos, you either it's a skila. So I said the Raisa. However, Shlomo Zalman printed and it's printed in Mechashleima, doesn't say clearly, but the Raisa is like that. In Chelakal, sitting at base, and also Ara Gimel there, he says, since there's no electric current, there's no Zeren Chashmal, he says, so in Mela, there's no Ish. And in Mela, it's also Midrabanan. To cook with a microwave on Shabbos, it's either Issa Drabanan. Let me finish. What's the nafkamina? That means us is asa. Shailas, can you tell a guy someone's not a chayla? Can you ask a guy, tzarech gadol, you want a hot piece of chicken and your mom is dying for it, it's a tzarech gadol by you, you're on Shabbos, you know, so can you ask a guy to do it or not? According to Moshe, zichat asa, you can't tell him lachat asa. But if a person, if he holds like a Shlomo Zalman, it's asa abonim. I once asked if Shlomo Zalman, I once mentioned the Shia, I'll just throw it in right now. I want to ask Shlomo Zalman, according to you, hold it's only Bishul Rabbanan, is there a Bishul Akum? Because by Bishul Rabbanan, no Bishul Akum. So I asked him, according to what the Shiva held, so the Chayyah should be Shaila, should be no Shaila Bishul Akum. Can I have a guy cook a Chatchila in a microwave? So he says, nope, Asa, he says. So I said, why? He says, the reason why he holds Rabbanan on Shabbos, because not Dermot to Mechas Machshev, it's a Bishul Bishul. But it's not Dermot to Lamatas Melachas of a Bishul, what Chazal said. Oh, but it's still some ice official. It's not the official turret said the guy to be Kai Skila. It's a Daraisa. But it's Bishop de Rabbanim. Oh, but Gabe Mike, Gabe Bishop Akum, Zich is Bishop Akum. I once mentioned that in this year. So anyway. What? Basim Chav, yeah. Basim Chav, that's all same thing also. That remains. That also, the Shvus Yitzchak brings down Mishem, the Shem Zalman, the Yashiv, is Basim Chav also.
The Raisis.
The Raisis, Bishol, yeah. It's different Chavit Tveya. Okay? So, it's all Negei Shabbos, Negei Cholotai Kula, it's Emes the Bishol. That's the same Shvus Yitzchak quotes from Yashiv, Shem Zalman. Okay. That's the Rishmus. Right, so back to here. So the question is, on this type of two thing, the small box that you have, it's cold and you have some chemical reaction, that's goyim to warm up the time of Shabbos. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos or not? And it's mainly done for people who are on the road. So we mentioned just now machlekes Moshe Shem Zalman by microwave over here, but and maybe it's throwing down machlekes. However, in the Shmir Shabbos, in the new one in Perikal Sifkat Yud Beis, he says everyone will hold over here is no issim in Atayah because no Yitzias Eish. By microwave, it's a sword to say, it's electric or something. Here there's no electrical service, it's a chemical reaction, there's no electricity around you, you're not plugging anything. It's all a chemical reaction. So therefore, the Issa Toldos Chama, which is also Abonan. So Mela, it's a Tashos inside a small box, and in the box it has liquid, it says warming up soup. People warm up soup that way. That's one of the things they have is soup. So they have a soup that way. It's a double lach, and it's chamin to yatz lezvay. Then there'll be issa bishol, acha bishol. The food is already cooked before and already. Bishol, a chol pas v'abanan. Even though it's mavushol before, since it was mavushol before he bought it. 1 second, let me get to everything. However, if it's what you could clear about. If let's say all you have is dry piece of food, you have there's no liquid in there. There's only a piece of meat, a piece of chicken, without any gravy, without anything. Are you allowed to warm it up on Shabbos? Why? Because of Shaila, the Bishlach HaBishol, by Dovi Yavish, and Bishlach HaBishol. So the Sefer, Eitz Shabbos, Sefer Kan Shabbos, brings down three tshuvas there. Has three tshuvas there. And he brings down a tshuva from Moshe Sternbach, and Yom Sivah, the Bechav of Bisaylam. And they say, it's Asa. You're not Asa. Anyway, it's always Asa. Yavish, not Yavish. All cases Asa. However, he brings down Tshuva there, which is very mistabi, also Tshuva, from Levi Yitzchakalpin, one of the Tamei Chomtei in Eretz Yisrael. And he's Meiko, if it's only a Dava Yavish. But if it's a Dava Lach, everyone holds in Al Alta, Al Tzaydis Chama, you're not Alta. What about a different shiloh that people don't even think about? Let's say I have inside a few pieces of chicken, a few pieces of meat. I have some gravy inside, but the rav is a davar yavish. What happens if you have rav that's davar yavish and the meat davar lach? Is the meat become bottled to davar yavish or not? It's a machlokes hapaiskim. The Piskei Tshuva over here in Shinin Ches in Sifhei brings down a Tshuvach Sam Sefer and a Binyan Tzion from the Achaneh, the Machma. The same thing speaks out the Shvisa Shabbos and Sifkat 9 Dalad and Sifkat Kufyud. He has all of Yichas on it and he says it's Asa. If there's liquid in there, the Ikka doesn't come bottled to the salad, to the Dovi Yavish, and maybe it's Asa. And the same thing the Shvisa Shabbos and page Mem Zion, he brings down that he spoke over the place of C. Frank, and he says also Tasa. And it's also printed in the Hat Tzvi. And back in Chayim Chayim Kalaf, he has Yan Lam Tes Lachas on Bishol. So there, in Siv Gimel, Tehor on Bishol, Siv Gimel, he says it's Asa. As long as it's a little bit liquid, it's Shai Bishol. The same thing by Seitz from the Mishneh Berurah, in Shin Yud Ches, Siv Katan, Kufay. And also Siv Katan Lama Beis, and also Shat Tzien, and Veshna Gimel Ayin Ches and Shatzi and Shin Ches Sifkon Samach, and the same thing brings down the Kses HaShulchan in Kuf Chav Dalet Sifkon Lamed Zayin, that Shishcholav also holds its Asa, that there's a little bit liquid in there, there's a Shiloh from Bishlach HaBishlach, it's not bottled. However, the Primigadim in Shin Yitches, in Esh Avram, in Sifkat and Mem Aleph, he says it's Mutter. And same thing speaks again to Primigadim in Reshnu Gimel, in Mishwazav Gimel, and Esh Avram Sifkat Mem Aleph, and Sim Reshnu Tes Mishwazav Gimel, and same thing Masham, that's Taya, in Shin Yitches, if the Rabbins Mishmeres Abayas, that he holds that it's tougher, and Ikkis, it's a Dovi Yavish. So it's a big machlokes in the Gdaila Paiskim. If it's a Sheikh, Bishop, Ikkis, Rubens, Dovi Yavish, and me, Dovalach, is it considered Dovi Yavish, or no, or not? In the Shmishavska Chosai, in Perak Aleph, in Sifkan Lamentes, he says it's a machlokes of Paiskim, it's not machvia. But in the new print, in the newer print that came out recently, in Perakal Sifkon Mem, thereby says he wants to be Mako. If it's already Mavush already. Because he can serve the Das of Rajba, the Ein Bisha Achabisha by Davalach. However, the Moshe in the Tshuva, in Achayin Chevdal, Sibin Aindal, Bisha Lai Zayin, says he brings out this Primogodim, so by Abayas, can you say, do we hold like the Primogodim or not? So Moshe writes in the Tshuva, min aray lahachma, or b'shas hachagodol, ula yesh lahate, that's the Lashon. Maybe shas hachaki can be meko, like the Primogodim. So chay according to Moshe b'zman hazeh, there's no shas hachagodol, baruch Hashem, there's enough cold things to eat, there's enough food to eat for Shabbos, you know, even if you're stuck in the Far East, there's enough nash, enough food you could buy. People tell me, someone told me he was in Thailand, and in Thailand he went to the store, to the grocery store, he found the food at the Hesher of the Badats. So you can get food from all, it's from you get Oyo, you can get.
Here was the real Badats.
Huh? I'm just telling what he told me. He bought a box of cookies there at Hesher and the Badats. I mean, people travel, tell you can get anywhere today kosher food, no? Yeah. People travel to all parts of the world today. Even the furthest places in China. And the store will have things that have a Hesher on it.
I wouldn't
eat that
in
Asia. Huh?
Probably
Ford.
What? Asia is probably Ford.
Forged?
Yeah.
That's what he said. Huh? You mean the Heksha is forged?
Yeah.
You mean it says OU? Oh, OU oh, doesn't mean it's OU, oh, you mean?
But do they have the Chabad over there? Has
yeah, but I'm sure the place is Chabad didn't get to yet, no? No? Yeah. Chabad only is there where there's some Jews there, but there's some places there's no Jews whatsoever. I asked someone recently, I asked him, he was in Wisvale. Where's that in
Colorado.
So I asked someone, what do you do with food? What do you mean? There's a Chabad house there. He does people for skiing. They have a Chabad house for people skiing. And who goes skiing? You didn't, I guess.
New York is good.
Huh?
New York is good.
Yeah. We once spoke about crock pots. And Febe. Huh? It's not Poshit. A person should be Machma. Huh? The Vadi Yosef is Meiko. Vadi Yosef is Meiko.
Yeah.
Just give you an 8 to 1. Vadi Yosef is Meiko. If Rive is a double Yavish, then you could be Meiko. So Vadi Yosef is Meiko.
But talking about the Labriut meals.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, Labriut, yeah. Chemical back, yeah.
Is
the Yavid
you can do it on Shabbos?
It's only to Dov Yavish. Today's no Dov Yavish because it's double lach in there. It's always lach in this. And you went
to front. Not to do it on an airplane like I lost it.
You tried on an airplane?
Yeah.
What happened? It floated?
No, it was all of a sudden smoke coming out. Thank God it was Iberia, so there, you know. They let it go.
They could have locked you up for that, you know.
Yeah, it was Iberia, so that.
What's Iberia? That's the
Spanish airline.
Okay. All right. We once spoke about on February 4th, 27. We spoke about crockpots. That was a tumor of crockpots. But today, the new Shmish Halev has something interesting about it. So we'll talk about it right now. Well, I said then that we're talking about crockpots that have that one fits into another. Are you allowed to use it on Shabbos or not? You're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Crockpots. So you're allowed to use it or not. At that time, it was a foursome. Right after Shlomo Zalman was Nifta, it became a foursome. The Shlomo Zalman said, the Shabbos for Atzmona. So we spoke about it at that time. First of all, we said, I'll go over a little bit what we said, and then I'll tell you what it says in the new Shmir Shabbos. The Machlokes Mechaber Amor and Reshna Gimel and the Sefalof Hatzmona Agav Cholim. If I put something on top, I put a pot on top of coals. Is there Issa of Hatzmona or not? So the Machaber says there's Issa Hatzmona on Cholim. Even if Magula Mekol Svilov, just the bottom is on the coals. There's Issa Hatzmona. John Moore argues that says it's Gulam El Mala, then there's no Atmana. So what's Shat Ramor is a Machloikas HaPaiskim. Ramor, what's called Gulam El Mala? If it means Mamish, just the top is just open, and the rest surrounded with coals is still okay, what Shat means, as long as there's coals on the side, but doesn't cover the whole thing, that's also no Issa Atmana. So he said, there's a steer in Pimigadim. Pimigadim in Reshnu Gimel, Eshel Avram, Sifkat Nidzayan, he's Mako. If it's on the goo on the top, you know the coals come from all sides, there's no Issa Atzmona. However, the Pimigadim in Reshin Tess, Mishmizah, Sifkon Gimel says that if the sides are covered, it's Atzmona. So Tzachim is still in Pimigadim. Let me finish. The Magaram in Reshin Zion, in Sifkon Yudches, and Shechon Ravde, in Sifkon Yud, in Kutatachim, he's Mako. That only if the top is uncovered, that's not Issa Atzmona anymore. Same thing by Thursday from Mishneh Berurah in a few places. In Reshnu Gimel, Sifkot Mem Zayin, and Sifkot Samach Tes, and in Reshnu Ches, Sifkot Beis, they say if it's only when it's Mechusel Mala, it's Issa Atzmona. So by Thursday from Mishneh Berurah, that if it's just the top is uncovered, there's no Issa Atzmona. And we said the same thing as Mashmois from the Igus Moshe, in Hichus Bishel, in Rabbi Eidus Sefer, in Hichas Atmona, Oisnam Zayin, and also in Igus Moshe, Arachayin Cheyodal, Simon Ayin Dal, Atmona, Ois Dalet. And the same thing speaks out the Shvisa Shabbos, and the Dini Shia, Sivav, and Ocha Shulchan, Sivkot Nechav Dalet, and the Reshin and Zayin, Sivkot Yud. And we said, even according to Chazaynish, the Chazaynish, in Lama Zayin, it says, Pats like the Mechava, that if you have Gecholim on the bottom, there's Issa Atmona. So the Shmishavs Gecholim being down, Mishem Chocham Echad, which is I suspect is of Shlomo Zalman, but he doesn't want to say the name Shem Chacham Echad, and he says that even according to Mechaba, Hatmona mixes is only on Cholim, because by Cholim is Shaykh Hatmona. But if it's a stem flame, like we have today, gas flame, or stem who didn't have an electric stove, it's on top of a stove top, he's saying Malacha. So then it's not B'chal Hatmona. So according to this, even the Chazaynish with the matter, there's no Issa Atzmona by crockpot. The only kash is there's a tshuva Mechashleima in Chelik Beis from Shlomo Zalman in Chelik Beis in similar Madal. I say now there's two prints of Mechashleima. One is printed by a nephew, and one is printed by the children in Einiklach. The one in Mechashleima, the red, it's called the red ones. The red ones have more tshuvas there than the black one. Why? Because they took all of my Shlomo's Ksav Yads and he put it in there. But the children knew that the Rav Shamzan was chayzer on certain things. So the ones that they knew that was chayzer was nefakrik later in his later years, they didn't print that again anymore. That's why there are more tshuvas in the red one than in the black one. So anyway, so in the black, it's in the red one, it's in Chayr Bey Simlam Adal I say. And the black ones, it's Chayr Bey Simlam Adal I say. They say says over there, crackpot, there's Issa Atzmona. The only cash on that, Bechere, is Shlomo Zalman says himself. Because in the Shmish Shabbos Mechotzai, in Perek Al, Sivkon Kutzar Gvav, he quotes what Shlomo Zalman says, that's not called Atzmona, if it's Parshi Mego on the side. And it's Nikol Chalodom. And since it speaks out in the new edition of the Shmish Shabbos. Now comes the new thing which I wanted to add. This is all I said once in the Shir, more Barichas. What he writes in the new one, like this, he says, to use, now anyone who knows the Lashon of Neubert, he's concise, clear, and so on. When he comes to talk about, the first chayik, he didn't talk about crackpot, Shmishal, but the new opinion, he says, the gay crackpot, he says like this, since it's a shayla, if there's a shayla from Shia, Hatmana, and Chazara, so he says, Yesh le siyayitz in Mayara. Doesn't say anywhere in the Hoshmi Shabbos. Go ask a Shaila. Ask a Rav. Im Nacham Lishtamish Boy. He probably, knowing of Neuvert, he didn't want to say clear like a Shaila Zalman, but he disagreed with him. But he was, with the Chetz, he just didn't, he said, go ask a Shaila. He doesn't want to say a Psaq on it. And now it's, he doesn't say that. However, like the Moses says, Zibetai Ni Mokum Echa, Vashim Mokum Echa. However, in the Sefer Oitz the Shabbos in Chelek Aleph, in the end of the Sefer, Rav Neri has a tshuva there on crackpots. This he doesn't quote him in the Shmi Shabbos. He has a tshuva print on it, and he says he doesn't see any problem with crackpots. He says it's Derech Bishul, not Derech Hatmana. And also in that Sefer over there in Oitz the Shabbos, quotes from many Paiskim that it's Megula Malos, not Shaykh Hatmana. And then he has a tshuva from Pinchas Scheinberg. That's just, and he, Scheinberg was American. He knew what a crackpot was. He says clearly, crackpot is der Bishul, not der Chatmana, is no problem. And then he quotes from Yashiv there. Quotes from Yashiv, the whole issue of using crackpot, he says also, Lechatchila. It should be Machma. Of a Shas Chachi Kineko. Since you do der Bishul, not der Chatmana. So I once spoke to Tamar of his. Why is he chayshish crackpot? Is it reason of Shlem Zalman? Other reasons. No, not because of Shlem Zalman's reason, he said. What they quote from Shlem Zalman. He's chayshish of Prima Gadim, because he mentioned the Prima Gadim, the whole theory of Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim, in Vishnu Gimel, over there, says that if it's Shaila Fatmana, if it's called from all the sides, it's, and even quotes are more, it's Shaila Fatmana. That's why he was Yash was Machma. But first we mentioned the theory of Prima Gadim. Second, I tie it to the person. You look at the Mishnah Berurah all over. He quotes all Prima Gadim all over. How come he didn't mention his Prima Gadim? So vice versa, we see Klalim. Also, in the end of Rishon says he has all the Klalim of Bishon and Shia and so on, and Atzmona. He doesn't mention his Prima Gadim at all. Vice versa, Mishnah Berurah didn't hold like this also. And the new Sefer that came out from a Moshe recently called Messiah's Moshe, there he brings on clearly that a Moshe says clearly a crackpot. There's, if it's not Mechusim or Mala, there's no Issa of Hatmana. So, Ladina, today, Zecher, you can be Samach Lahakal. And also, I tell another person, other people, when people ask you about it, you're not talking Issa the Rice, you're talking about Hatmana's own Shaif and Rabbanan. See, since you have so many Kamapaiskim, even for Shlem Zalman did say it's Asa, but first there's a student of Shlem Zalman, and plus you have Kamapaiskim not Mako. And now you have a Mesha, the new Sefer, so it's Mesha brings out from a Mesha. So the dinner sikha, someone wants to be mako on a crackpot, and even though it's just covered from the top, the dinner it's mutar lechatchila to use a crackpot. Any questions? Huh? Well, aluminum foil, that's a question of a going for cotton.
You don't have to put aluminum foil, you don't have to put stones, nothing.
Nothing. Just use the way it is.
And the chuslam allah
is not. You put a towel or something else. You have a cover on it, there's no problem.
Huh?
No, you do need it. Go if you go for cotton.
For black.
You could use it, but you have to put a piece of aluminum foil for the whole conference.
The FBI is looking at everyone's buying crock pot.
No.